Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Andrew Anitha Cruz of Illuminated Grains. Welcome to the show. Happy to have y'all.
Thank you for having us.
How did you get started as your little husband and wife team of Illuminated Grains?
Well, I would say it kind of started with a river table. So Anitha, you know, you were looking a lot on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm not one that would peruse on Instagram. I'm like an 80-year-old man and a 38-year-old body. But Anitha, she really kind of caught on to some of these river tables, and she asked, hey, can you make me one of these? So that, I would say, is kind of what sparked the company as in itself as Illuminated Grain. Can you think of any first projects?
I want to say that's really how that was probably the first product. And then Andrew's always been creative, always in the shop. Like when we lived in Louisiana, he built a pergola in 2 days, 3 days. And this was while working full time. So he's always created, always built things. And I thought that was fascinating. I come from a culture where you kind of get, you know, pay somebody to do that for you. 'Cause you don't have these, skills that most, I think, Americans grow up with that. So it's very fascinating for me to see. But he's always been wanting to build things, and design was what you loved anyway.
Yeah, as a boy, it was always in art class. My dad was always out building. We were always swinging hammers. It was a lot of fun. And then I joined the real world, and we kind of suppressed some of that to become an engineer. And I think it's kind of been knocking at my door a little bit.
So that's interesting, because yeah. I know a lot of engineers, like, they go into it because they do love building things. Mm-hmm. And then once you actually become that, you don't get to do hands-on as much as you want to.
Absolutely not. It's all behind a desk, or you're doing something in Excel and you don't get your hands dirty. So, you know, there was always that piece that was kind of missing.
So now you've got that back. I love that. So y'all did Made Here Market this year. Mm-hmm. Was that one of your first shows?
Actually, our first show was with Thread and Bristle. They had
Baxter.
Was it? Yeah. It wasn't a holiday. It was a spring market, right?
It was their spring market. The first ever that they did. And I think we signed up for it because we were just starting off and Andrew was just building a few things. And then I think that was our first one and we loved it. We loved meeting the community. Right across from us was the French cookie, and there was this she had just set up. So really, I'm like, I'm signing up everywhere she's going. I want a booth so I can eat those macaroons. But it was just great to see the community come together and just meet so many new people that we're actually still friends with, people we met there for the first time.
That's incredible. That's one of the things I really love about the community of makers in this area. Like, I did Made Here Market for my fourth time, so I've done it every year. It's been around. Mm-hmm. And it's just like seeing the same people come back, but then seeing people who are new to it. It's just incredible because everyone does everything so differently, even though we had several other woodworkers there. We had several other photographers there. But everyone's just a little bit different. Everyone's got their little niche, and there's room for everybody.
Right. And everybody's welcoming. I mean, I don't think we've never walked into another woodworker's booth and gotten this, like, you know, competitive. There's always feedback. There's always positive reinforcement. There's always building up of each other. And
definitely an abundance mindset. You know, not that competitive. This is my booth. Stay away from me. So great community.
100% agree with that. It's so nice because, like, you hear about some places, like artist markets, where people are just like, they don't want to tell anyone what they're doing or how they're doing it, or they don't want to, like, share a vendor opportunity that opens up. And here it's just, I feel like we're all like, hey, everybody, come do this. It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. And especially, I'm sure, as newcomers to this kind of community, like, that's got to feel good.
It feels amazing. And I'm going to use kind of a shout out to Erin with Refind. She actually gave you our name, and we've never actually physically met her. I mean, that's just how open and warm this community is. So we're going to come visit you, Erin, with a gift box.
Oh, she's listening. She will be. She was a guest several months ago and is a friend of mine. I actually did Artist of the Month in her shop. So everyone check out Refind Boutique in Smithville and visit Erin, and then go see Karen at the Arts Garage right next door. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Illuminated Grains. Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today with Andrew and Anitha So Andrew, I know you do the design and the actual building. Nitha, you handle more of the marketing, the behind the scenes. Tell me a little bit about that and how this works with your background.
Right. Absolutely. I'd love to. So like I was telling you, I don't come from a culture or a family that is hands-on in building things. So to see that, I was always fascinated, but more in awe of, and also I have an engineering background, so very technical mind, very like task oriented, but also not, I can't picture things. Like Andrew walks into the room and he's like, hey, this is how it's going to be. And I'm going to have a floating M and, you know, can you see it? I'm like, no, can you show it to me? So definitely not the creative side. But I'm just so proud. And like I said, in awe of artists, but of him and how he can think and picture and imagine, has this artistic mind that I don't have. So just, I will talk about it every day to anybody who will listen. So I'm more on the marketing side because like I like to tell people I'm the proud wife and the loud mouth. He by nature is very modest. So I'm like, no, you are amazing. Let's go tell these people how amazing you are. It started off with just literally word of mouth because I would tell people everything that he does and how good he is at it. So it was natural that he was not going to, you know, boast about himself. So it was natural that I said, hey, I'll go talk to people. We'll do the marketing side. And really, I don't have a marketing background. So what we did initially was we heard about, you know, new places opening up. And that was Exceptional Bean was one of them, really. And I thought it was such an amazing, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Organization.
And yeah, just their
mission.
Mission. Thank you. Mission was just, so we wanted to be a part of that. So it really started off like that, saying, hey, what can we do? We want to be a part of this. How do we help? And then, you know, we heard about the new bookstore opening. So
The sign looks amazing.
Thank you.
And it's my favorite place in Cookeville. That's not right. Nature.
Right. This was when they were still on Spring. We walked into them. So I do a lot of that where, hey, look at my husband. Look at his work. He's great. So initially I would manage social media, but now I think Andrew has the hang of doing that. So he does most of that. But that's where I kind of come in.
So you're just kind of a really awesome wing woman for your husband, in a business sense.
That sums it up.
When I would say a business, you need kind of the artist, the manager, and the entrepreneur. And I would say Nitha does definitely wear that entrepreneur hat. I mean, these opportunities, I wasn't coming up with that. You know, she's saying, well, Exceptional Bean, they need a few things donated. Why don't we do this?
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely the entrepreneurial spirit in our company.
I love that. It's so important. And it's such a hard thing for a lot of artists to like grasp the fact that you are a small business. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you're a maker, you're a creator. But if you want it to be sustainable for you, you have to. It sucks to think about it as a business because like I want to create.
Mm-hmm.
And if no one ever buys anything I make, I'm like, OK. But then I'm like, no, you put a lot of money into this. So it's like having someone who can kind of help with that side of it has to be really wonderful. I guess I need to find myself a husband now.
It's easy because I truly love what he does and I can't do it. So for me, it's easy because it's natural. I'm not, you know, making it up. I truly think that he brings he's a perfectionist, but that's good sometimes, you know, especially in the line of business he's in. So, I mean, I like I said, it's easy to talk about it. It's easy to do my part in the business because it comes naturally and I love everything he does.
So. And so you have an engineering background as well. Is that how y'all met?
No.
Oh, okay.
So we met through a common friend. So Nitha, it's okay to use company names.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Nitha works for Motorola Solutions, and this was in Baton Rouge. And I actually had an apartment mate who worked with Nitha, and that's how we met.
Yeah.
So he said, hey, you want to go out to what? There was a play that went on. It was like the Christmas Carol. And mm-hmm. so I went and he introduced me to his friend there
mm-hmm.
or his coworker slash friend. And I just had a chaser.
Sometimes you just know. It's just right. So very, very lucky Christmas Carol, I suppose.
Yes.
It was good.
We'll be right back on the scene with Illuminated Grain. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to the husband and wife behind Illuminated Grain. Andrew, you said that you kind of collect wood wherever you can find it, and sustainability is important. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, so it's sustainability is a real key pillar for our vision and our mission for our company. It's a lot of why I became an engineer too. You know, we have this one Earth. We're supposed to take, you know, as good a care of it as we possibly can. We also think about for our children, how do we develop a place that they can also live in. So that's our mission. And the best way that we can do that is how we source lumber. So rather than shipping lumber from Africa, Brazil, why not use this natural livestock of lumber that we have in Tennessee? So we use that opportunity, and rather than deforest, we look for opportunities where trees have fallen, whether it's through construction, natural disaster, or just age. If the trees, it's time to come down, we look for opportunities to collect that lumber. And we partner with a gentleman over in Sparta where he has a sawmill where we're able to harvest and cut that into lumber. And then our next step, we're working on a solar kiln where we're using the sun's energy to dry this lumber so it can be used for furniture indoors. Now, your conventional kiln would be using like natural gas or a lot of electricity, which kind of puts a ding on that footprint. Well, here we have this hot ball that's heating the earth. Why not use that to dry the lumber?
That makes sense to me, especially because those trees fall and just lay there. That's what's going to happen to them anyway. It makes perfect sense.
And it also it adds a story too. So a lot of people, they come to us, they say, well, this tree fell in our yard. We would sure love to have this be a piece inside our house.
This was about to be my next question. Yeah. So I'm glad you're covering it. Yeah. So you do that?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
We love it when people have. So a gentleman had a hickory that fell down in his yard, and we collected that hickory. We're going to slice it and we're going to take it back, and he's going to make shelves out of that. And it just adds a little piece when every time he looks at that that furniture or that piece of art, they're able to say, well, that belonged to my land.
Right. And that travels with him. Even if he moves homes, that piece travels with, you know, piece of the old house travels with them. But also that. I think Andrew's working on another little heirloom that the nightstands that, you know, were built.
So we also repurpose furniture. Now, we don't do a lot like paint and bristle, but someone gave us a drawers that went onto an old bed. Well, they no longer use the bed, but this has some memorable, the drawer faces have some memory to them. So we're going to repurpose that around a nightstand. So we take the cherry, which was sourced locally, and we'll build a nightstand, and this piece will be the centerpiece of that nightstand.
Oh, what a cool way to like keep a family heirloom and keep those things going, because I've talked about it recently with Haley Smith, fast fashion and home decor, and Erin at Refined, her same thing is people need to reuse things and repurpose. And that's such a cool way of doing that, and one that I probably wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah, and he's done barn doors, like old barn wood. He's taken that. In fact, the door,
The Exceptional Bean.
It's old repurposed barn wood. That's just barns broken down, right?
And yeah, 100-year-old barn. So this particular barn, we know where it came from. It came from Lebanon. So Dry Levee Salvage, they're the ones that harvest the barns. And then I go there, we pick up the wood from the dry levee. And it's such a cool story.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you make something new out of it. You give it a new life. And I think that's where his vision truly becomes so important.
And we don't try to hide all the defects. So you have the bug marks, all the life around it. We don't hide it. We actually try to illuminate it. You know, we use
illuminated grain.
Yep.
That's what makes it interesting. If people want to find your work, how can they do that?
So we don't have a physical location. We're all online. So the best place to find us is www.illuminatedgrain.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram at Illuminated Grain, or even Facebook, Illuminated Grain.
We also, if you do want to check out some of our work, we do have them in some local stores. So the Plenty Bookstore bookshop has charcuterie boards that we've made. And I mean, we can have another hour session about how amazing everybody there
they
is.
Are so, they're amazing.
Oh, they are. I love them.
And a lot of it comes custom. So if you've got an idea, reach out to us. And we love to work with you. We use some artificial intelligence to try to help us visualize a space. So it's called Midjourney. We just type in a few things and it kind of shows some pictures and it just gets the juices flowing. So that's kind of what we specialize in, is custom work to make your room work.
Awesome. Well, if you want to reach out, check out www.illuminatedgrain.com. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us.